10 years ago today, 23 Chinese migrant workers lost their lives while out collecting shellfish on a beach in northwest England. They were working at night when they were cut off by the rising tide. They all drowned. It became known as the Morecambe Bay Cockle Pickers disaster. The incident highlighted the dangers for those working in Britain's black economy, and it led to a tightening up of some regulations. But a decade on, what has happened to those left behind in China? Our correspondent, John Sudworth, has been finding out.
There's a small one-room church in the village in China's eastern Fujian province. The music, broadcast from a loudspeaker on the roof, drifts into the surrounding lanes and ramshackle homes. Ten years after the death of their son, Cao Chaokun, they are still grief-stricken. In China, the loss of an only son can mean the loss of vital financial support. In 2004, Cao Chaokun, then 35 years old, paid a gang of people smugglers to take him to Europe. A little more than a month later, he was working without papers in the northwest of England as part of a gang of Chinese migrants collecting cockles in Morecambe Bay. The vast sandbanks exposed at low tide could appear dangerously, deceptively serene. On the night of the 5th of February 2004, the Chinese workers became cut off and trapped. The recordings of the desperate phone calls made to the emergency services that night make chilling listening. It's the sound of 23 unregistered, undocumented lives slipping away beyond the reach of a society they had never been part of.
Liverpool Coast Guard, this is Morecambe Lifeboat, Morecambe Lifeboat, over.
In 2004, as a BBC reporter based in London, I went to Morecambe to cover the aftermath of the tragedy.
We always think about the other people. Why didn't we save them?
I interviewed the lifeboatmen who pulled the dead bodies from the water that night. I spoke to people still busy raking up shellfish, and I wondered, of course, about those lost lives. Who were they? What kind of homes had they left behind? When Cao Chaokun drowned at Morecambe, his son was just 6 years old. Now a teenager, he still lives here in the village and shares a humble one-room home with his mother and sister.